Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. We're coming to you early this week, obviously, because it's, what time is it, Mary?
March Madness!
It is March Madness time. I've got my coffee. Now, granted, this is an iced coffee, but usually it's a hot coffee, because why? I like my men. What is it? Hot, strong, and keeping me up all night. We did
you
make
can
a couple.
Buy that mug.
Yeah, you could buy that mug.
You can buy any merch. We have pink. We have a pink outline sweatshirt, a blue one, a green one. Lots of fun March Madness. This is our second year of actually declaring it as March Madness. That's all, you know. Every year, this competition evolves.
It evolves.
It's year six. And
it's seven, girl.
What?
This is year seven because we've got six Hall of Famers.
Wow.
I know.
It's like seven.
Year seven, which is crazy.
Right. Let's break down all the rules and then we'll talk about each man and judge them and talk about who we think is going to go all the way.
We'll tell you these matchups, these upsets.
So much fun.
We'll tell you who didn't make it too, but let's get the key items out of the way. Housekeeping, let's get it done. Okay. So you're hearing this probably on a Monday or Tuesday. We've already revealed the bracket. You have access to the bracket to make your own. So go ahead and do that. Print it out. We have a printed out one. If you haven't done it yet, you don't need to ask for access. Just on the Google Doc.
I remember a lot of emails last year.
Yeah. You just go file, make a copy. I'll try to put we're doing this in the past tense right now, so you're listening to us in the future. But we'll make sure all the rules are there for you. You make a copy. We will keep an updated master copy. So that's where we will reveal every day who's made it to the next round. A reminder, you guys all voted these people in, okay? So it's like, don't come at us for...
It's for the people, by the people.
Thank you. Exactly. So when you hear this, if you're a man that you are like, he's got to go all the way, whether he's in the Hot Hall of Fame or he's in our main bracket, you need to DM them and let them know they need to participate and send in the photos.
Okay? I've had amazing participation in the past, and that's what makes it so much fun. I actually think my favorite time that we did this was during COVID because people got so into it because there was nothing else to do. And this brought us so much joy.
And I also just want to also put an asterisk there. It's like, please be respectful of these men because, again, we're like objectifying them as we should. Because that's our God-given right as humans. But it's also nice that they participate. And so then when people are like kind of making fun of them or like the photos they've submitted, it takes a little bit of the fun out. Like we should just be like thankful that they've participated in this because it is a vulnerable thing to have all these people just judging you, right?
I know. But also, you guys, it's just like silly. It's just fun.
Yep.
You know, they get no award at the end. Like we've never given them even a sweatshirt.
We could change that. There's
we should.
As you said, this is always evolving.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what you have is you're going to fill out your bracket up until Thursday. Come Thursday, we're then going to break down the rounds and you'll vote in our Instagram stories. So Thursday the 21st will be the first half of the top 64. So you'll probably vote on like the left side of the bracket, okay? Then we got 322, that's going to be the right side of the bracket. That's Friday. Saturday will be the second round where you'll vote on the left side of the bracket. Sunday will be the other side of the second round, so on and so forth. On our bracket, we also write the dates down. Sweet 16 is when it's all together on the 25th, Elite 8 on the 26th, Final Four the 27th, the championship is the 28th. Then we take like one day break. Okay, because we gotta marvel in this. We've got to be like, you know, congratulations. And then we go into the Hot Hall of Fame. And these are former winners. So this is like the Hot Hall of Fame. Former winners who then compete against each other to win that Hot Hall of Fame bracket again. Or for the first time. You know, Andrea won it last year.
Will he hold the title?
I feel like it's going to come down. So let's take a quick little breaky and then let's go back into like the Hot Hall of Fame of it all. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Feel good?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple
skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. With Ouai, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough. Okay, so the Hot Hall of Fame from 2018, the winner was Mauricio Umansky. Mm-hmm. 2019, we had Bo Clark of VPR. 2020, our Luke from Summer House. Then it goes Carlito, major Summer House ruling. Again, Summer House with Andrea. And finally, last year, our winner was Below Decks
Captain Jason
Cameron. It's Cameron, and, right?
Nope. Jason Cameron is from Winterhouse. Just don't do that.
Kidding.
Don't do just that. Just kidding. Just Captain Jason, okay?
That's what is his last name?
I don't want to know the captain's last names.
Did Lala hook up with him? I think they did hook up at BravoCon, to be honest.
I mean, I hope, look, if hot people are getting
it's with actually
hot people,
his baby.
Ocean and C. Isn't Kelly Killoran Ben Simmons' daughter named C?
I'm not sure about that.
That's a deep cut there. Okay, so the Hot Hall of Fame is like really fun too because I feel like they're into it. You guys, when I saw Carl in Toronto, he was like, March Madness is coming up.
They get excited too.
People have said though that they are worried that sometimes there's like a March Madness curse.
Ooh.
You know, it's like Mauricio.
Now, who's told you about this curse?
Everyone.
You've created the curse in your head.
What?
You've created the curse in your head.
I did not. People DM us and say, okay. I'm worried because I feel like there's a March Madness curse. And I say, how dare you?
Okay. So Mo, the curse is what's his curse?
Ick. The okay. ick right now.
Nobody likes him right now?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they like him or not, but guys, I don't want to. I'm not talking badly in this one.
Okay. What about Bo Clark? What's his curse? Because like his wife's show is no longer. She's
guys,
not on the show.
Wait, Mary, you're what asking is me for the reasoning. I did not like. I didn't make this curse up.
Okay.
I think they're all
Andrea's curse or Carlito or Luke. I don't know that much about Jason.
I'm not kicking any of these men out of bed for eating crackers. Okay. I'm like, come in. You could come into my bed. Just come hang out. We'll watch a movie. We'll Netflix and chill. It's totally fine. You know, the Hot Hall of Fame bracket.
So who do you think is going to go all the way and be the Hot Hall of Famer?
I have a feeling it's going to. So the first round, so there's a play-in round for the Hot Hall of Fame. So you have Carl against Luke. The
Ooh,
winner.
It's going to be hard for me.
It's tough.
I got to go Luke, though.
It is tough. I, you know, whatever you guys are going to choose, the winner of that then goes into, so it's like a summer, it's a summer house left side of the bracket. The winner of that goes against Andrea.
Ooh.
Then you have on the other side of the play-in round is Bo against Mauricio.
I think Bo will win that.
I think Bo is going to win that too. And then they're going to go up against Captain Jason. So, and I think Captain Jason will win. So I think the final will be, I think it might be Andrea.
Jason versus Andrea.
I think so.
And then Andrea will take it all. Ooh, baby. Those washboard abs. He sends some pretty provocative photos.
And I love him for it.
Like, I was showing some of my coworkers what people have submitted, like, in our DMs. And my coworker was like, what? He sent you that?
I was like, I love yeah. it.
And then we posted it on the internet.
Yeah, it's not like and we hide these things.
Lots of people got to see.
Like, but that is, like, my favorite thing because I'm like, you know what? You're being honored for being hot. Own it, baby.
Yes.
We love this.
This is a time to celebrate your looks.
I agree. And let us celebrate it too.
That's also a good point. You can vote any way you want. Yep. It can be based on looks alone. It can be based on personality. It can be based on if you want to marry them. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
Yeah. If you want someone who just makes you laugh, then you click forward.
That's why Bo Clark won.
Yeah.
That's why Wes is going to go far.
Yeah. And then I think too is like it all happens in the stories. Please don't come at us if it's not going your way. We're just the platform. There are plenty of years where I'm like, I cannot believe that this person is gonna win. Like I love an upset.
Right.
I love my favorite thing is like I love when there's upsets and the upset is someone who's participated maybe against someone like who hasn't. Like I think that goes a lot further, which is why we also will put in the story too, right? Like they submitted it so that you know who's participating in this
as
well.
I really appreciate that.
And I also do want to say too with the voting is sometimes you need to just go through, see who's against each other and then see the stories after, because a lot of times what happens is we'll tag the guys and then they'll repost it to their stories to show that they're participating. So you want to like
participation is a big factor for you.
For me personally?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. Well, we put a lot of time and energy towards this. So it's
you
really
do.
Nice that they
you do. Did I spend over 3 hours? I would say 4 hours on the PowerPoint last night, going through pictures, finding handles, looking people up. And Wow, we have got a lot of new men.
There were a lot of
people in different places, different numbers. I was shocked by some of the things.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a few that didn't make it. Like, let's just set some expectations on who did not make it. Someone that was actually surprising to me, but maybe not so surprising to everybody else. I was surprised that Alex from Below Deck, who was also on Winter House, did not make the cut.
I think people got the ick from him.
Maybe, but I was... When we go through our list, though, there's a lot of people who have given the...
Right.
I was surprised to not see Aaron Ross, Sonia's husband from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He's hot.
No PK.
No Avi. I thought Avi might have gotten, like, you know, a lower seed maybe. I thought he could have made it. I was surprised that NECA's husband from Real Housewives of the Potomac didn't make it. Maybe we just haven't seen enough of him. He's very beautiful. I'm surprised Alex from Summer House Martha's Vineyard didn't make it. Bill Aiden, your Irish man, Paul O'Connell, Mary.
I know.
Manu from Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip Legacy that Bang Luann didn't make it. Right?
Maybe it's so like because people didn't know their names.
Perhaps.
I think it was hard to pick the 20. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, luckily, Bradley and Oshin, however you say his name, from Southern Hospitality. But we do have a lot of Southern Hospitality entries. And unsurprisingly, neither Jax nor Worm with a Mustache made the list.
If you guys voted him in, I would have called off the contest. I would have said, no, nobody. We're postponing till April. You guys got to get your head on your shoulders. We got to vote the right person in.
What if Sandoval was like a 3 seed? What if he like had made it far?
But I was like nervous that people would put him at like 64, you know?
Yeah. And then it's like, because we also reach out to all these men after we like reveal the bracket, like we will reach out to them and be like, you know, congrats, you made it. Like we'd love. And there are sometimes people on the list. I'm like, oh, I don't want to DM them.
Like Shep and Austin.
No. Like, I mean, like if a Sandoval had made it where I'm like, oh, you're like kind of people aren't into you right now. But then like we like need to ask you for. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's hard when you talk badly about people.
Right.
You have to have consequences of your actions.
Some awkward situations. I can understand that.
But hopefully everybody, you know, they all get it. Okay. One more quick break, guys. And then let's get into the bracket. Let's break it down. Let's do it.
Okay. So do we want to go
from top to bottom? We'll do 16 seeds to 1 seed. And then we can start talking about like the matchups as those get revealed.
Okay.
Feel good about that? Feel great?
Yes.
Bring us in with our first 16 seed.
Okay. So in last place, Peter Madrigal. He barely made it in, but he did. This is much lower seed for him. We actually haven't even seen him in this current season. So he probably, this might be the last time he'll be able to be a part of the competition.
He said he wasn't going to get paid this season. He said, oh, you're not going to pay me? I'm not going to show my face, but I will show my body on March Madness.
Right. And also, I think things to note, we got a little DM from a girl named Danielle at a summer house. And she was like, why are like Rob and
Robert and Oliver were on the list? And I had to say, look, we've put everybody on these shows from the past year.
Exactly.
Not because of who we like and who we don't like. We had to. Luckily for her, too, they didn't make the list.
Right.
Not on the list. So, you know,
appreciate that she cares so much, you know?
Yes, I agree. That's great. You don't have to be a man to participate in March Madness.
Exactly.
You know?
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Our next 16 seed.
JT from Southern Charm. I'm very excited for him. I feel like he'll send us lots of pics.
I have a feeling too.
He's had a weight loss transformation, which, I just kind of love that story. Oh, yeah. He lost like 40 pounds before he got on the show.
Oh, I thought you meant like since the show. I was like, wow.
No. Okay. He's got abs.
I think he's going to show us some abs. And I like that.
He's got a fun personality. We should give him that. And also, as a side note, I hear Olivia is not coming back next season or Rod. Not shocking. There's like a new girl named Molly. but that's word on the street. Okay.
Back to the men. Our next 16 seed.
Josh Altman, Million Dollar Listing.
He appears on this every so often. The Josh is always kind of like
participates.
Though, he doesn't. You know? He doesn't. Look, we're not trying to sway you one way or the other. I'm saying the way I like to vote is by based on who participates. That doesn't mean that you need to vote. If you think Josh Hartman is hot, you click his name on the poll. Yes. Our last 16 seed, a new entry.
Will Cole.
From Southern Hospitality, Emmy's boyfriend.
I didn't know who he was. So, you know, I went down the Google last night and I can tell you guys, he's pretty good looking. And because I didn't know him and wasn't familiar with him, I thought maybe some other people might feel the same way. So I added two photos for him, one with his shirt on, one with his shirt off.
Well, research.
For your beauty pleasure, you know?
Well, this is for research. Some people want to know how many abs a man has. And for the research, thank you. Thank you. So those are our 16 seeds. We've got Will Culp, Josh Altman, JT Thomas, and Peter Madrigal. All right, Mary, start us off with our 15 seeds.
Okay, next up, new entry, Marcus Jordan. His dad was this basketball player.
He was it basketball or baseball?
23. He did both, actually.
I know.
So I did provide a picture of Marcus and one with him and his dad.
Oh, thank God, because it might be the most interesting thing.
Also, his Instagram handle, I was like, what is an H? Why does his Instagram?
MJ Air, like the heir to Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also it was very interesting too. I couldn't find one photo of him alone. It was really, I had to go really deep down the internet. All of them are with Larsa or his dad, or he did play basketball in college. So I found a few of those, but I felt like that was too outdated. So I found I actually got.
What about his Traders photo?
Maybe that's what I got.
Maybe is that's he wearing a cloak?
I got a good one. He's pretty cute in it. He's wearing glasses. He's got a nice suit on. I feel like tried to pick out good looking pictures for each person.
And here's
this was time consuming.
We also get this too, where people are like, that's the best photo you chose. Like, first off, it's subjective. Secondly, we're giving you the handles. You can go Google any of these men. Like, you do not have to vote right at that second. You know, we want to make sure you have research. So we provide the handles for you. We've got it all. And then if you're lucky, Mary's giving you a photo. And look, there might be some photos where Mary has also inserted herself in them.
But not with Photoshop. I meant them in real life
photos. Okay, so Marcus Jordan, our next 15 entry.
Joe, Margaret's husband.
Margaret's husband, Joe. Superman Joe. I believe that's like his handle. Love him. He's always, you know, Margaret always sends. You know, I was thinking, I was like, Marcus, like if we reached out to Larsa for photos, like Melissa Gorga does this too. And I kind of love it when they like submit photos of them together. I don't know why that always like makes me giggle. Like, I love it. Like, it's like him, but me too. I like that. And I think Margaret will submit some photos. Our next 15 entry.
Chris Bassett, Real Housewives of Potomac. You know, he's a chef.
You know what? He's had a tough few seasons due to Giselle. And I just feel like he deserves this. I always think back to the one time that Candace had tweeted, like, who made this contest without my husband being a part of it? And I had to respond and say, well, Candace, did you vote? And I never got a response back. But
he's in.
Now he's in it.
He's in it,
and he's a 15 seed.
Right.
All right. Our next and final entry, and this goes close to Mary's heart. I know.
Justin, guys, in person.
Justin Rose from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
You guys, on a first name basis
with him.
Me and Justin. He's like way over 6 feet. So tall and dark and handsome and beautiful and.
Yeah, you're just
all the things.
You're just really,
I'm into him.
Like,
he's got real white teeth.
You want to paint a life size canvas with him in your bedroom and get him fired from his job.
Funny, because I was actually looking for the photo of, I literally wrote Justin Rose painting. And it's really hard to find. I must have some like setting on my computer that are like blurred images. I'm like, are you okay?
Are you doing it for your work computer, Mary?
No. No, I really am not. And
like you've got like child lock on you.
I'm like, what's going on? And I finally found it and I couldn't drag it. It was like parental controls on me. So unfortunately, I was unable to put that photo in the slideshow.
Could you link us? Could you put the link on?
Well, I was like, is this porn or something? What's going on? It's not that bad.
Anyway. Okay, so your 15 seeds, we've got Justin Rose, we've got Chris Bassett, we've got Joe Bonino, we've got Marcus Jordan. Take us to the 14s, Mary.
You guys, what? Juan Dixon?
What did we do? We are so glad that Juan Dixon is here, I guess.
I mean, I guess you guys are really just
he is hot
voting on looks alone.
Yeah,
but he's a trash human. And he cheats on his wife. Okay.
He paid for a friend's hotel room because he is hospitable. And that is a nice quality that some people might be looking for in a man. I might vote him right through.
Okay.
All right. Our next 14C, which I almost feel he's like the opposite of a Juan Dixon.
Travis Mullen, Real Housewives of Orange County, dates Gina. When are they getting engaged?
Do they still have the bunk beds?
I still think they're on the con. I feel like their real estate career is going very well.
Good.
I do. And actually, I saw that Real Housewives of Orange County, they're up in Sonoma this past week. They were in Guerneville, which is such a cute little town, like the Russian
River.
Remember
when you thought they were going to go there after that San Francisco show? You were half right. Like, they didn't go then, but they came back.
That's
you
like
thought,
my,
oh, I bet they go to like a Napa
witchy
Sonoma.
Vibes. Yeah, you know, I'm always able to get a little bit.
You're a bitchy witch.
But
witchy.
Maybe not at the right time.
Sure. You know what? Half right is better than half wrong.
Yeah, true.
Depending on the side of the way you look at your glass, right? All right. Our next 14 entry, another Orange County man.
Terry Dubrow, Dr. Terry Dubrow. I had to find a picture of him.
We have the medical term for that, David, and it is penis. And he's got one.
No, and I was like, Terry Dubrow, leather jacket. I was like, I have to find a
picture
of him.
I would love to see like your
jacket.
Google searches right now after searching for photos. Like, they must be so silly.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
Okay. Our last 14 seed.
We have Sergio Stanberry.
Carlos from Stanberry, from Real Housewives of Dubai, Caroline's husband.
I found a really hot photo of him.
He's good.
I mean,
looking.
He's a babe. He's a babe.
He's good looking. You know what? I also think he's funny. I don't know if you guys are. He first of all, he like documented Caroline's like facelift journey, but also he had this reel or like TikTok or whatever that went viral, where basically he was like, "We thought we got these first class seats. We're in row 1A, but they were the seats faced the plane." So they're like the backwards seats.
I did see that.
And I was like, never. Silly. I could never. I remember doing that once. Southwest used to do that when we were like little. And I remember being like, I want to sit in this seat. And my mom just being like, I fucking hate my kid. And never again. Okay. So your 14 C's. We've got Sergio, Terry Dubrow, Travis Mullen, and Juan Dixon. Let's head into the 13s, Mary. Hit us.
Okay. Brooks Mark, a lower seating than his father.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting.
I mean, John Oliver wore his tracksuit the other day on Watch What Happens Live. I love it. I'm like, do I need one?
They sold out at BravoCon. It's like, this is the one time, Brooks. This is the one time you needed the clothes to be ready. Mm-hmm. You wanted the sales. You were going to get the money.
Mm-hmm. And he missed out on your sale.
Yeah, he did.
So he looks good, but he might not be a follow through.
Exactly.
Or you just give a supply and demand. Give a little, want a little, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. You can always say you sell out a drop if you only sell five.
I feel like they sell them at Sutton's store. You should go to Sutton's store.
On the nice side of Melrose. One day I'll get over there. I've gone by it before.
They have weird times. Yeah.
Well, she's eating Jones on third lunch with Jennifer Tilly while the stores close at noon. Okay, our next 13 seed.
Josh Flagg, $1 million listing, LA.
Maybe we could ask Sonia for a photo.
That would be cute.
They are, you know, they're buds.
Yes.
Josh is always there. Like I said, the Joshes always somehow make their way on here. Okay, our next 13 seed, which you love him.
Eddie Judge.
Love him and you love the belly button sex.
The Eds, they got their podcast.
Is it out now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. And then our final 13 seed.
Amrit from Family Karma.
Oh, guys, bring back Family Karma.
Yeah.
Bring back Family Karma. And if you want to bring back Family Karma, then you need to vote him through. Okay. There's a direct correlation. March Madness at their shows going.
And I believe that him and his husband have a surrogate in Colombia right now, and they have a baby on the way.
Oh, so
or they were like going through a process.
Love that for them. That's so exciting. Yeah. Okay, so your 13 seeds. We've got Brooks Marks, Josh Flagg, Eddie Judge, and Amar Kapai. All right, bring us into the 12s, Mary.
Okay, Joe Bradley of Southern Hospitality has a much lower seating than I had anticipated. And I have a feeling it's because, one, he cheated on Danielle with Luann. Mm-hmm. And two, I heard he had a really bad finale.
He had a bad finale. He was not nice on the reunion. Joey Marbles is always talking about this. He's just kind of like, I feel as if Bravo is wanting to pose him as the next Craig Conover, but he's kind of going the Jax Taylor route.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but he is good looking. With this, yeah. This round of 12 is like it's a grouping here of Southern Hospitality and then another show. So bring us into our next 12.
Okay, our next one is TJ Dinch of Southern Hospitality.
And I bet this will grind the gears of Joe that TJ's one spot higher than him.
I love that. I don't
you
even
know. You know what? TJ bothered me the first season. I thought he was kind of annoying, but he's really kind of like the right person for season two. Like, he knows everything.
Okay.
I think he's taken a step back from inserting himself so much more in the drama and just kind of being like the voice of reason, sense of like, and like the secret keep, like, he knows all.
Okay.
I like him. So go TJ. Okay. Our next 12. This guy's
John Fuda, who I started Googling him last night. You know,
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
He lost a lot of weight too. He's on the Ozempic.
He did lipo.
Oh, mm-hmm. And he has an IMDb. So he obviously.
Anything we might have seen him in?
Literally, it says Real Housewives of New Jersey. I think he made it himself. And then there's about six photos of him. I couldn't recognize the guy, but I grabbed one of them because I just feel like he looks a lot different than he did. And I really do appreciate him calling out Teresa and saying, yeah, when I want to avoid my taxes, I'll call you.
That's my husband. It's like, wait, which husband? I feel like they both have done some dirty work there. Louis did not make the list, guys.
Thanks,
guys. He did not make it. Okay, and then our final 12 seed.
Nate, is it
Cabral
of New Jersey?
Danielle's husband. He is a cutie pie.
Yeah.
He's a cutie pie. I think he's a cutie pie. Those are your 12. So we've got a grouping of Jersey and Southern Hospitality. We've got Nate Cabral, John Fuda, TJ Dinch, and Joe Bradley. Bring us into the 11s.
Okay, we have Troy, Mia's boyfriend from Southern Hospitality.
Cute.
He is very good looking. Great smile. I was able to find his Instagram handle, so go check that out. He only has, I want to say 9 or 21 photos. I didn't have a lot.
9 or 21?
I don't know why those
Mia's
are
probably
out.
Has more. His last name is also very close to Carl's because it's a version of like Ratke.
Oh, it is. That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he has a wonderful smile, and he seems like a abs. Good guy.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's got abs. Oh, okay. Yeah. 9 or 21
of
them.
I put up a photo.
Thank you. Okay. Our next 11 seed.
That Shane little twerp. That's Shane Simpson, Real Housewives of Orange County. I found a good photo of him.
Oh, Shane. Shane Simpson, JD.
I also feel like Shane might look good with a shaved head. Yes.
Okay. I have a feeling he probably doesn't want to experiment with that, though.
I think it might be time to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Who knows? It worked for Jeff Bezos.
I not like completely, like a buzz.
Not a Mr. Clean, like a buzz cut.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 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 I was thinking Mr. Clean style. Okay. Yeah. Our next 11 seed.
Our sweet Frankie from Real Housewives of Miami. Love him.
Frankie made it. Todd nor Peter.
Oh, of course Peter wouldn't. Todd, that's kind of interesting though.
Mm-hmm. I think there were a lot of movies that have made this
competition.
List. Yeah, but bring us in because we've got a veteran at the last number 11 seed.
Tom Colicchio of Top Chef. I'd love
for him to Mr. Clean
cook
Head.
Me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd pack my knives and go see him any day. Okay. All right. So our 11 seeds, we've got Tom Colicchio, Frankie Rosello, Shane Simpson, and Troy, Mia's boyfriend. Okay. Bring us into the 10s.
Rodrigo of Southern Charm, Roddy Ray.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to participate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I see that. He seems funny, wild. You know, he was kind of like, he's been around since season one. Both he and Rod have been around since like the earlier seasons, like kind of appearing in a background here and there.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's his time to shine over here.
but I don't think he'll be in the new season. Maybe as like a friend of. I also heard like Leva is probably not coming back either. Or like doing.
It sounds like they're doing what you want, what you've wanted them to do all along. Focus on your three boys.
They listen.
Okay, our next 10 seed.
Seth Marks. I was shocked that he is ahead of his son. And
I think every time that's happened, he's been ahead. Like Seth always makes the list. Seth, great smile.
Note to younger self.
Note to younger self. Smile more. Because you've got a great one.
How many podcasts do they have now?
Maybe 8.
6?
9 or 21. I'm not sure. Okay, our final 10 seed.
Shep Row, Southern Charm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not our final 10 seed. We've got one more after that. Shep Row, Southern Charm. Shep, you guys are going to love this matchup of like who he's going against. I already am excited about this. But yes. Shep made the list. It looks like he's turning things around for himself.
I'll be curious. Yep. I'll be curious.
Okay, now our final 10 seed.
Captain Carey of Below Deck Adventure.
Okay. And I think he actually ended up taking over for Lee in a season 2, perhaps. But either way, okay.
There's so many Below Decks now.
So many Below Decks. Love that. I think people are loving their Mondays, though. You always know you're going to get an episode of a Below Deck.
Got it.
Yeah. You know? So our 10 seeds, we've got Rodrigo Reyes, Seth Marks, Shep Rose, Captain Carey. Let's hop into the 9s.
Okay. Corey of Winterhouse. I felt like this was way too high of a seed for him. I feel like he really screwed over. I was disappointed, guys.
Again, we can't judge how people.
I know. I just think how I feel.
He does have an air about him. He was likable when he first came onto the scene. Winterhouse to me seems like for a lot of people, it's not good for them.
Well, he's kind of on my shit list personally.
Okay, well, I love the next 9 seed.
Pepsi of Rugged 3, real Pepsi of Thailand.
I love that. Pepsi, what a gem. I can't believe Giselle made him cry. I wish the best for Pepsi. Yes. Okay.
We have Captain Lee.
Nope.
Glenn. Captain Glenn, Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Captain Glenn just has like such a zest for life. Like if you go on his Instagram, he travels with his like fiance a lot and they go a bunch of places.
They're engaged?
Or girlfriend? I don't know.
I don't think they're engaged.
Sorry about that. Okay. Apologies for setting the record.
That's always hard for me to hear because, you know, I might have a chance even though I'm married.
With Captain Glenn?
I don't know. It's hard for me to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's move on to our last 9 seed then.
Okay, Abe, is it Litchi?
Abe the Babe,
Real Housewives of New York.
Aaron's husband.
Litchi.
Lachey's long lost brother.
my birthday twin.
All right. So those are our 9 seeds. We've got Abe, Captain Glenn, Pepsi, and Corey Kiefer. Okay. Now we're getting into the part where we're able to talk about who's going up against each other in the bracket. So, well, maybe we just go through this and then talk about some fun ones. I don't know. You tell me. Let's just go to Abe.
Yeah.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, 8 is Joey Gorga, New Jersey. Of course he made it, and his wife will send her his photos. Mm-hmm. And we have Amir from Martha's Vineyard. Ooh, baby, baby.
Oh, really, he's so cute. I wish he was high. But honestly, as we like go up the list, sometimes I'm like, I don't know where somebody would go.
I'm very curious, like, how he's not going to be single this season. I think this season of Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard is going to be super interesting because we have like a pregnant person, less mm-hmm. single people. Is Milo making it?
Hell yeah, Milo's there. Of course he's there. What Amir actually gives me Craig vibes.
Okay.
In the sense of like when Craig is just like good, like Amir, just kind of like, he's just like a himbo and he's just there to like have fun. And he's generally a good person. Like
I follow his real estate in Austin.
He's just so cute.
Yes.
He's okay. So cute.
Then we have Brock Daisy's VPR. So he's been on and off the list. I think he didn't make it last year because he was mean to Sheena, but people seem to like him again. So Brock Daisy's back on.
Do they like him or is he like the lesser of the evils?
I think people forget. Like they forgot he paid his child support.
Recency bias is a thing.
They forgot he was mean to Sheena's mom. You know, stuff like that.
Okay. And our final 8 seed.
Frazier Olander, mm-hmm. Olander of Below Deck.
Yep. Okay. So with this, then now we have the matchup: Joe Gorga against Abe.
Okay. We've got Joe Gorga against Abe. Abe's gonna win.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think Joe Gorga will.
Okay.
And then we've got Brock Davies against Corey Kiefer.
I want Brock to go.
Brock will win.
Okay.
It's tough. It gets tough.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I'm not kidding. All these round ones are like very tough. Like it does not matter the seeding here. Like these are tough. Then we've got Amir against Pepsi.
Amir.
I think Amir. Yeah. And then we got Frazier against Captain Glenn. We've got like a below deck off already. Glenn. I think Glenn too. Yeah. Okay, let's get into our 7 seeds.
I'll go a little bit quicker so then we can talk about the matchups.
Sure. Okay.
So we have Daniel, Ariana's boyfriend from Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. He's got abs, guys.
Yeah. Then 9 or 21 of them.
Then Guillermo VPR. He always makes it. He always sends in photos. It's just kind of silly. Then Rod of Southern Charm and another Southern Charmer. It's funny, Rod, and then it goes Austin.
Yeah.
So like, I just thought that was interesting that their votes were so close. They're in the same seating and we have an amazing matchup. Tell us.
Okay. So the first matchup is we've got Austin Kroll against Shep Rose. Like this is how these things are working out. Like this is like, I think it's kind
of
funny.
Who do you think is going to win?
Austin.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. Neither of them will submit because, again, Austin yells at us every year. If we did this for women, it's like, but we don't.
Right.
We don't. So
he one time submitted his 16-year-old driver's license.
That to me is funny, though. Like, I feel like Eddie Lucas used to do that.
Let's use that again.
Okay. If we can find it.
I'm sure in the DMs.
Right? Okay. Then we've got Guillermo against Captain Carey. I think Guillermo will win.
Okay. Guillermo does kind of look like George Clooney.
He does. He does. Yeah. And the photos he submits always very much look like George Clooney.
Thirst trap.
Then we've got Rod against Seth Marks. I think Seth will win. And that's a 7-10. I think there'll be a 10 upset there.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going to go Rod.
Okay.
And I've liked Seth in the past, but... No, I'm going to go wrong.
I also think it will depend on what photos people submit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And then we've got the final matchup of a 7-10 is Daniel against Rodrigo. And I think Ariana's boyfriend's going to take that one too. Okay, take us into the 6 seeds.
Okay.
I love this one. I love it.
Rob, Crystal's husband, he made the Lion King.
Rob Minkoff, you guys. I love him so much. I'm voting for him because he's a great partner.
Minkoff is such a great name too.
I love Rob.
That's okay. That's fine. Okay. We have Happy Eddie, which I was disappointed in him this season because he lied about knowing that guy that he went to college with. So that really threw me for a loop. I don't like liars. I just don't, you know? Why did he unfriend him on Facebook? It just doesn't make sense to me. So anyways, then we have Luca from Below Deck.
Down Under.
Down Under. Okay. Mm-hmm, I don't know who he is, but he's good looking. I'll tell you that much.
Obviously then, other people know who he is.
The final six is, this one really has me going. So this is a two for one. It's the Storms. Also, I have no idea what their names are. I couldn't.
One's name is Storm. The son is Storm. I thought maybe it was a Storm senior too. The paella chefs from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm not sure.
So I did just write help find. Because I didn't have enough time last night to really, really deep dive. I was able to grab one screenshot of both of them
from the show.
But I didn't. I feel like if I had a little bit more time, I could find them. But if you guys know.
We'll do some work in between now and when this is released. We'll find them. We'll find something. Okay. So we've got our sixes there. So the first six. It's a 6 against an 11. We've got Eddie Acefo against Shane Simpson. Mary, who do you think?
Well, I'm mad at Eddie for the lies, but okay. I might vote for him against Shane.
Okay, and then we've got Luca Brunton versus Frankie Rosello.
I'm going to be Frankie.
Okay.
I don't know Luca. I don't know Luca.
And then we've got a chef off. We've got the Storms against Tom Colicchio.
Colicchio.
I don't know. I mean, it's a two for one. So you never know if people are going to vote for like the more the merrier. You just never know. Right. And then we have my baby Rob Minkoff against Troy Mia's boyfriend. And I think Troy and Mia's boyfriend is going to win, but I personally would love for Rob to win here.
The circle.
Okay, let's get into our five seeds.
Hakuna Matata. Okay. Jesse Solomon, Summer
Jesse
House.
Jesse Solomon, wow. Welcome. I mean,
whoa.
A five seed debut. Yes. And I hope he sends us a video where he sings. I wish you could post video. I mean, we'll figure out a way to post videos somehow, you know? Yeah. Our next five seed.
Gideon, this is Bryn's ex-fiance. Now, his Instagram, he looks a lot different than he did on the show. He has like kind of this long mullet-esque hair. So I provided like a Kyle two Cook photos. Look? Even worse. it's pretty bad. But okay. I provided two photos because
thank you.
When I got to his Instagram, I was like, this is not him. This is someone different. Because I went to Bryn's page. Bryn went to Gideon. And then I was on it. I'm like, this isn't that guy. I saw someone totally. And then I was like, it is. He's has changed. Long hair. He's aged well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Our next five seed.
The real Jason Cameron.
The real Jason Cameron.
Winterhouse.
Jason Cameron has a five seed. Look, you know, I think.
That makes sense to me. That all is right in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into that. He really didn't have too many appearances. Like he was in Winterhouse for a hot second. He's Giselle's shown boyfriend up on Potomac every so second. Often.
Right, making sush.
And then he's in Summer House for like 2.5, you know? So that's still a good seed for less
people
appearance.
Recognize his beauty.
Oh, yeah. 9 or 21 abs. Okay, and our final five seed.
Colin McRae, Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
You Michael know, must be flipping. Michael's favorite.
Guy. He watches this catamaran show. But I don't like what he did to Daisy last season. So
I agree. I'm not.
Colin's
I'm
on
not,
my shit list.
And Gary did not make the list.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go into our matchups of our fives and 12. So we've got first one, Jesse Solomon against TJ Dinch. I think it's going to be Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then we've got Gideon against Joe Bradley.
Joe Bradley's going to win. Okay. The Gideon photos don't translate.
Okay. And then we've got Jason Cameron against John Fuda.
Cameron, obviously.
Sorry, and then we've got Colin McRae against Nate Cabral. So here's the thing. Colin is a very good looking man. And I feel like he's submitted photos to us before that don't show off So Michael might need to submit on his behalf.
Okay. Michael.
Yeah. I mean, look, we need them to provide as sexy as possible, because if people don't know you and don't want to do the research, they're going off one photo.
That's true.
You know, going off one photo. So it's got to be what you think is.
And you guys, like, don't DM us back fat fingers. Okay. That you made a mistake.
It's okay. Yeah. Mistakes happen. Mistakes right. happen.
Create a fake Instagram and revote if you care that much. Okay.
I hope you do care that much. I hope you vote from any. I hope many of you are voting from your dog's Instagram. I love that when people will say, I take my boyfriend's phone so that I can vote again. And then they say, and then the boyfriend gets into it.
No, yeah, my friend and her husband, they both vote together. Yeah, like they're each their own phones.
That is literally how it should be done. Yeah. Get on the couch. We look at each other's phones. There's no way. That's who you're voting for. Okay. Yes. Okay. And then honestly, don't break up because of it, though. Just don't, if there's a bad choice. I can't be responsible for it. We can't. All right. Into our four seeds.
Kind of shocking. Tom Schwartz made it this high.
Guys. Schwartzies.
People I really think are doing it based on looks.
And he looks gray. We're not talking shit. I'm sorry. I'm not talking shit. Tom Schwartz. There you go.
Okay.
That's like the most shocking one to me, though, that we still have to talk about.
Anthony Lopez. You love Anthony.
Had that unkempt beard, that just beady where he walks around that $44 million house he sold, Nicole's closet. I'm like, sign me up, daddy.
He's a pilot. Like
PJ.
Pilot, and, you know, lawyer. Lala said,
what do we do for PJs?
BJs.
We're great. Going off the rails here. Okay. Next, number four.
Captain Lee, below deck.
Captain Lee. We love our Captain Lee.
This kind of annoys me. I don't know. I questioned Captain Lee. I do.
Oh, stop it.
I do. I question him.
Okay. Okay.
But I love this man. Number four, Frankie Catania, senior.
Senior.
It's kind of shocking that Polly did not make it.
That who?
Polly.
You know what? There's too many Jersey men. So literally, we were like listing the men out. And I'm like, Jersey? I'm like, we're continually adding people there. You know, Lala says like nobody leaves her pod. I'm like, no, nobody leaves the Jersey pod. We just keep adding men in. There's like 13 men from Jersey. You can't have them all make it. That's tough. It's kind of like, you know, in an Oscar when like multiple people from the same movie are nominated, the votes split.
Right, right.
Okay, so our four seeds are Frankie Catania Sr., Captain Lee, Anthony Lopez, and Tom Schwartz. Let's talk about these matchups. So first we've got Captain Lee against Brooks Marks.
Brooks.
I think Captain Lee's going to take it.
I think something weird happened with like that Carl podcast that never got out.
I question Lee.
Oh, okay. Our true seeker Mary has some questions.
Marks.
Okay. And then we've got Frank Catania against Eddie Judge.
Catania.
And it's also like kind of crazy too, because Frank, we're not there yet. My bad. Okay. Sorry. For our next 4 and 13 is Tom Schwartz against Amar Kapai. Amrit. For me, okay. Yeah. Like, it's for sure. I just, you know, that seems easy, but
makes sense for me.
You never know. And then we've got Anthony Lopez against Josh Flagg.
Lopez.
Let's get into our threes. We have new babies in here.
The wingman himself, Pavitt of Rome.
Pavitt and the up and coming Tribeca, the president of the fried chicken committee.
Three seed is pretty awesome.
I mean, look, a lot of these
way
guys,
higher than Abe.
A lot of these guys, like the first time they're coming in and they've got high seeds. So they've made quite the impression. Yes. Next, number three.
Brian Benny. I was super excited for him.
Too.
I love that he has a high seed. Well deserved.
Participation. Looks great in a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Looks great in a turtleneck. And you know, he just wants to find love.
He could carry a dating show.
100%. 100%.
And I actually think he would find love.
Yes, I think so. Like, and I think he'd be tough.
I'd want it like really high stakes and like they have to get married at the end.
So we just
remember
Brian on
the Bachelor, like the original. Yeah. Then they would literally, they were like, we're going to get married. The whole thing about the original Bachelor with Alex was that they were going to get married after 6 weeks on camera in front of a live audience. Like that was how the Bachelor sucked in the nation. Here we are, 40 years later?
No, 40 years.
seasons, 20 years later. Bye, Chris Harrison. But that's how this podcast got started, because of The Bachelor.
It is true. We cannot forget our roots.
Yes.
Okay, our next three seed. Oh,
Johnny Barlow, John. Love you, babe.
Love us some John Barlow. I mean, like, love him John, being a three seed.
Does John have my number and like texting me happy birthday? Yes.
What a sweetie. So we know why Mary's voting.
Yes. Yes.
John Barlow, love this. Love a three seed. I want to say he was a three seed last year, too.
Okay, I really would like him to go far.
I would like him to go far, too. But, you know, it's up to the vote. Okay, and our final three seed.
Our Kyle Cookie.
Kyle Cook. You guys really like that mullet.
Yep.
Really love that mullet. Okay, so let's talk some matchups here. So it's the three seed against the 14 seed. So our first one is John Barlow against Travis Mullen.
Barlow.
Yes. I mean,
who's Travis?
Travis.
Sorry.
I don't see your face right now because I'm looking at the bracket.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Our next one is Brian Benny against Juan Dixon.
Benny. That's yes. I love that he's going to. Yes.
Okay. Then we've got
Brian. You're going to go.
We're rooting for you. Kyle Cook against Terry DeBrow.
Oh, Kyle won.
Yep. And then our final is Pavitt against Sergio Stanberry. That's a tough one. I think Pavitt's gonna win. I feel like if Pavitt could submit a photo of him eating a chicken wing,
will Pavitt participate? Will he respond to DMs? I'm very excited to see this.
Let's talk about that after of our newbies of who we think is gonna like be a part of this too. Okay, let's get into the two seeds quickly here, guys.
You guys, James Kennedy of VPR two.
He's blocked us, so we can't even DM him.
You think he adopted hippie back and he's a changed man? Come on.
Disappointing. It's like, here's what I want to say about the two seeds. One of these things is not like the other. Because let's talk about the other two seeds.
Oh, we have our Evan of Real Housewives of New Jersey, Jackie's husband.
Of course. It's like, how could we
show?
How could Evan not make it? I don't even care. He's a friend of at this point. Who cares?
Right.
Then he can be my friend any day.
And then we have Russell Gertie's husband.
Guys, I am shocked that Russell is a two. And I know that there's only one other number he could be that's higher, but I am shocked because the amount of DMs that we get about Russell winning the whole thing and you guys seed him at a two. This worries me, but let me tell you why. One, it worries me because there's no social presence from him.
Right.
Gertie, I think, will submit on his behalf, but it's worrisome, though, that Russell will not technically be participating in a sense.
I couldn't even find a photo of Russell without Gertie, a solo shot.
Did you look up the Miami FD?
FD?
Fire Department.
Oh.
Don't they have a calendar somewhere? Isn't he in it?
I couldn't. Okay. Okay.
We'll figure it out. But no, I'm just.
No, but I couldn't. You. Like, and honestly, I went all the way to the bottom of the page. There's not that much on him.
He's a man of mystery, which also makes him sexy. And that's why
I literally wrote Russell Gertie in tux.
Russell Gertie.
Okay. Fire. And then our final two seed, Mr. Bravo himself, Andy Cohen.
Yeah, you know, I wanted him to win for years so that I could go and watch What Happens Live. And I just don't, I do.
And you still haven't been invited.
One day, maybe as an audience member. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of giving up a little bit of hope on that one, but maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I am in New York this week. So if somebody does want me to be a bartender, I will cut out one of those big, like, you don't have a fat head. You know, they're called the fat heads, like the body. Cut out a body double of you. And I'm happy to like go sit in the audience if I have to.
What days are you there?
I'm there just for like 2 days. I'm going to Chicago.
We could get the last minute call.
Yeah. If we got a last minute call, flights will be changed.
Right.
I will quit my real job.
Right.
I'm like, sorry, I'm giving my 1 day notice. I have to go to watch What Happens Live. About that. But listen, okay, so our two seeds, so we've got Andy, Russell, Evan, and James Kennedy. So let's talk about these matchups here. All right, our first matchup. This is a tough one, and I honestly think this could be an upset.
Okay.
James Kennedy against Marcus Jordan.
Go Marcus. Like, I'm voting Marcus.
Even though they're both not great, but
No, I mean, like Marcus as a person.
But did you watch the last episode of The Real Housewives?
Oh, I didn't see the reunion. When does he come out?
He's rude as hell.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'd love to be on that couch. It's like, okay, relax. We know.
And why were they filming him?
Exactly.
It's strange.
Exactly. We don't need a Marcus Cam. Right. Unless you want to put it on mute and look at him.
Nobody else's husbands.
Jody boyfriend. Showed up too, because again, why wouldn't he? At some point he shows up.
Okay.
All right. Anthony's out there making money.
Right.
Okay. Our next matchup, Andy Cohen against Joe Bonino, Margaret's husband.
Okay. Go Andy.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Evan Goldschneider against Chris Bassett.
Sorry, Chris.
And then we've got Mary. This is a tough one for you. Okay. We've got Russell against Justin Rose. And I'm going to go Russell.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking there might have been a little Justin. Conflict in your eyes.
Right. I feel bad for Justin. But.
Look, these seeds are, it was like tough. Like I was, as we were putting it into the bracket, I was like, stressed. Wow, like these, there are matchups. I would say most of the matchups are very difficult of like,
right.
You know? All right. Yeah. And finally, we're in our one seeds. We have two brand new participants who have launched at a one seed. And then we have our two regulars, if you will.
Right. So just think about it. This is number 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah. These are your top four that you have voted in here. So let's start with our first one seed.
No surprise. Frankie Catania Jr. He's been a runner up many times. He always participates. He always shows 21 abs and love him for it.
And he's always so like nice. He's like every year he's like, I promise, like I'm going to participate. But then he'll repost, or Dolores will post for it on his behalf, you know. So he's a cutie.
He's a cutie patootie on the loose.
All right. Our first entry for this man. And good job, guys.
Another fireman, Brett Randall, Southern Charm, Madison's husband, has no Instagram presence. Yeah.
You know what? Guess what? I'm calling 911 because there's a cat up stuck in my tree. Woo, woo. Is that a bad one? Sorry about that. But Brett, and I feel like Madison's going to submit on his behalf.
I think so too.
I feel it. Cause, and I think she's going to like, I there's going to be a surge for him.
I love this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our next new entry. And wow, guys. I expected him to be high, but a one seed.
This is West Wilson of Summer House.
Wow. You guys. The
breakout star.
I mean, you love him. I think West is great. And I think the four episodes we've seen of him, plus his social presence, he seems great. I am worried about. There's just always, you're always waiting on a Bravo show for the shoe to drop.
Well, I think he's going to have I think he has the Bo Clark effect.
Okay. I mean, I think people are
in love right now.
I think he's got great presence. He has changed the trajectory of Summer House. Summer should be fun, and Wes is making it fun. I love watching the flirtation between him and Sierra. I think it's super cute. It's gives me a little giddy of giddy. When you first start, you're just interested in someone. You
got the butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so sweet. And I think he's a good amount of self-deprecating with still rocking this confidence.
I can see him submitting a silly photo to start. And
we've
then
already
as he
prepped
goes
him
through the competition. I bet he's going to reach out to Sierra and ask, what do you think I should say?
I would love that. I would love to see some of these group chats of what's happening, you know, because I also think like we prepped him, he had DM'd about when we had kind of were asking about March Madness, you guys, who you think you're going to win? And I had posted a story and he was like, so what's this about?
Right.
And I was welcome, West.
He's got a lot of support. He's got a lot of support. He's got Carl. He has got Andrea, Luke. I mean, he's got to have met them before, you know?
Yeah.
Good support system of winners.
Yeah. And I also think the recency bias of when these shows air is this is why Summer House does well, because it's usually airing during this competition. Okay. And our overall, your number one draft pick for this tournament,
Craig Conover. He doesn't love this competition. He participates from time to time.
You talked to him at BravoCon about the competition.
Right. I don't think he completely understands it.
Well, before we used to have
he should listen to this podcast and listen to all the rules, you know? So he would understand the.
I think it could be Craig's year. Craig is always a bridesmaid, never a bride here. Like, I think he's been in every final since this has started, basically, you know? Like, I think he's had a great year. I think he's really done a turnaround. He's eliminated alcohol from his life. He started focusing on, like, his health and fitness. Him and Paige seem to be doing great.
Paige likes us again.
Yeah, he's got a booming business. The pillows, you can rest your head at night on a lovely, you know, quilted pillow top. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and then you dream of Craig. And I just think this is a good year for Craig, a very good year for Craig. So let's talk about the final matchup there. So we've got Craig Conover against Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump
Landslide.
Rules. Mm-hmm. We've got Frankie Catania Jr. against JT Thomas from Southern Charm.
Another landslide. Okay. Uh-huh.
We've got a Southern battle of Brett Madison's husband against Will Culp. Okay, and we've got West Wilson against Josh Altman.
Yeah. So, you know what? This makes sense. These number oneers are going to at least go through to the second round, but I'm excited for some upsets this year. I love that our first battle is against Austin and Shep. That makes me excited. I really don't know who's going to win. I really don't.
This is usually, I feel like there's like, I could tell you like, I think the one seeds will go far, but I think we're going to have some upsets that make it a round or two further than usual.
Like, I think Frankie Catania Jr. will get out sooner than we expect.
Well, it's kind of funny the way it lines up. This way I was alluding to earlier is like it potentially could end up son against dad,
right?
Junior versus senior. And
it's actually happened before.
That could happen in the Sweet 16 round if both of them make it that far, which is. And honestly, I could see it because we've got this break. It's Frankie against JT, Brock versus Corey, Gideon against Joe Bradley, and Frank against Eddie Judge. Like, I could see it happening, the battle of the family. And again, we don't want to tear any families apart. We don't want to tear the families apart.
This is just a fun, friendly competition, guys.
It's just fun and friendly.
To exploit men.
Yes, we're exploiting and objectifying in a respectful manner.
Yes, respect is key.
Important. Yes. But yeah, so that's it. It's happening this week. If your favorites are in the competition, please DM them to send us photos. We will like put it all out there. We'll be answering questions all week. Like, it's exciting. I'm going to be in New York like day one, so we'll start early. We're going to start early.
She is going to kick this off.
We're going to kick it off. I'm so excited.
So I'm so excited to see what men submit photos and what they choose for themselves, you know?
And again, respect is key. We want to be nice and we don't want to break up families and or relationships. we just want to do our due diligence of objectifying men in the respectful manner.
Absolutely.
And with that, it's the most wonderful time of the year, Mary.
Happy March Madness. Get voting.
All right. We'll see you this week. Bye.
Love you all. Bye.